Well, let's stay in Washington, where German Chancellor Angela Merkel is meeting with President Obama today. That's coming off her trip to Russia this weekend, where she met with French President François Hollande and Russian President Vladimir Putin about the ongoing crisis in eastern Ukraine.
French President and I have decided to make one further attempt to make progress through diplomatic means.
That was the German Chancellor earlier today speaking through a translator at the White House. More on that in just a minute. Right now, let's bring in Ron Elving. He's NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent. Welcome back, Ron.
Good to be with you, Peter.
So before we get to Merkel at the White House today, I want to talk to you about what we just heard from Senator Tim Kaine. He said he's been disappointed that there hasn't been a debate in Congress about the authorization for the use of military force for these airstrikes against ISIS. But this week, the president is expected to ask Congress for that authorization, as Kaine said, 6 months after coalition airstrikes began there. So why now, and what do we expect that debate to sound like?
There are several reasons why it would come now. One of them, of course, is that the political situation has changed. There were all kinds of hesitations on the part of both parties about having a full-fledged AUMF, or authorization for the use of military force, debate last year, just before the elections of last fall. Also because the situation on the ground has continued to change, and because there is so much pressure for some kind of ground troops, some kind of infantry, some kind of further assistance to the forces fighting ISIS or ISIL right now. And much of that, of course, is also being topped off or further inflamed by the latest atrocities committed by ISIS or ISIL, including the Jordanian pilot.
Meanwhile, Ron, the situation in Ukraine, as we've heard also at the top of President Obama's agenda this week, like we said, Angela Merkel in Washington meeting with the president. The president was asked a question about the possible transfer of lethal weapons to Eastern Ukraine, and here's what he said.
If, in fact, diplomacy fails, what I've asked my team to do is to look at all options. What other means can we put in place to change Mr. Putin's calculus? And the possibility of lethal defensive weapons is one of those options that's being examined. But I have not made a decision about that yet.
I guess this possibility for tensions here, because this is different from what we've been hearing from Chancellor Merkel. Are the president and the chancellor on different pages?
They are. The president is interested in backing up the diplomatic efforts that are being made by Angela Merkel and François Hollande and others who believe that the only way that they're going to reach any kind of sustainable arrangement in eastern Ukraine is through some sort of diplomatic arrangement. There's no chance that the eastern Ukrainian troops that are deployed by Kiev are going to be able to hold off the Russian army. And what's happening is that elements of the Russian army, tanks and other heavy weapons and soldiers as well, are seeping across the border and being highly successful in changing the military confrontation there. The chances that even a strong influx of defensive lethal weapons could change that battle situation in the next few weeks are probably pretty low, and I think probably all parties recognize that. What they need, though, is something to back up the diplomacy, a threat of the eventual use of force. And that's really the role that President Obama has been cast in, that he is the theoretical enforcer should these last this one further attempt fail.
Well, we've seen Angela Merkel in the news on this a lot over the past couple of days. Why is it that she is taking the charge in eastern Ukraine?
There are a number of reasons. She is temporarily the head of the G7. It's a rotating leadership, and so it is her formal role. Perhaps more importantly, Germany is the central and key country in the European Union. It's the economic power of Europe. It is probably the country that has the best chance of actually sitting down, looking Vladimir Putin in the eye and saying, you have more to lose here than you have to gain. And with the backing of the other leaders of Europe, and of course, eventually with that possible American military support, the hope is that that would be sufficient.
Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent, thanks very much.
Thank you, Peter.